Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that didn't go according to plan. Apparently, there was about a 100-year-old water tower in Independence, Missouri.
Now, it doesn't specify how old it is.
All right, it looks 100 years old.
It's so old that if you were to stand under it and look up, you could see the sky.
It's not good.
So it's old, rickety, all metal.
Rusted.
Yeah, it's on Osage Street in Now it's actually on Osage
Street.
If
you live on Osage Street, we don't need to tell you that this thing fell down and went boom.
Correct. So anyway, you see what happened was a demolition crew apparently had gone out there. They were going to bring this old water tower down. And they had attached guide cables so that when it was time to bring it down, they could guide quickly, of course, this old water tower down into a safe location because there are houses around it.
Yeah, so if it were to fall parallel with the street, it would have fallen next to a row of trees and avoided any potential for hitting the street, hitting the houses across the street, hitting the power lines that line the street.
Unfortunately, apparently this morning, one of the guide cables snapped, leading it to be pulled slowly but surely in the other direction.
It's more of a free fall.
Here is some audio taken by Channel 41.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
When it hits, it lands right next to somebody's house.
And it does strike a vehicle.
Oh!
Yes, it did hit a vehicle.
The contractors knocked door to door and said, if you have a car in front of your house, please move it down the street. And this person said, nah, it'll be fine.
No, why should I have to move my car down the street?
Because we're about to crush it.
You have one job, and that is to bring that thing down safely.
Do you want that eyesore across the street from you gone or not?
Sam, any part of that thing flings off and hits somebody, they're dead. They are lucky no one was killed.
Well, and the house that it landed right next to had two cars in the driveway, I presume somebody's home. You got two cars in the driveway, somebody's home.
You hear her go, oh my.
No, it's a classic. It's a classic. Oh. And you could just hear the metal, because one of the legs of this four-legged tower starts to buckle, and you could just tell something's not going right. And there goes electricity to the street.
Yeah, look at all the power lines. Yeah, did not hold the weight of the water tower.
Of the what?
Is there any other way to say water tower?
No, it's the Platte Street water tower.
Well, this was the Independence water tower.
Yeah.
On Osage.
Osage Street water.
Now it's actually on Osage Street.
Before it's it was the next water to, tower.
Now it's on it.
On Osage.
Sam, you're too young to remember Sunny Hill Motors. which is where I actually bought my first car ever, was at Sunny Hill Motors in Platte City, right next to Plassey Warhair. There was some goofball who was their pitch man. He didn't work for them. He was just a hired actor. And he wore a cowboy hat and a vest, a leather vest, if I remember correctly. God, it was
by the Plassey Warhair.
It was almost 40 years ago.
Great question from the text line.
Yeah.
If a water tower falls
in Independence.
No.
If a what falls?
If a water tower falls in Independence, does that water tower make a sound?
No, that's not the right question.
That's not what you said. If a water tower falls
in Independence
and nobody is there to see it, did it really fall?
No, does water tower really fall?
The phones are ringing.
Play that clip.
And especially Jacob from Platte City Water Tower. If you were on Osage Street.
Oh, I'd love to hear from you.
When the water tower ended up on Osage Street, my God, we want to hear from you. Because that thing went boom.
That is not the way that the water tower was supposed to fall.
No, it was not.
If the tree falls in the woods, does it actually fall in the woods?
Oh, God.
Got to play the rest of it because I think I was half paying attention and then Scott just goes,
what?
Oh. That's all we got. That's all I saved.
That's all you saved?
That is all I saved. And somebody has been clearing our files so we don't have the full
story. What are you talking about?
No one is allowed to clear those files because if they do that, someday we're going to miss something important like, that was a big ass boom.
Oh, thanks for reminding me.
I'll be so mad.
I'm trying to figure out what it sounded like when the Warhair fell over. See, it gets more and more.
Water tower.
Yeah, we started out with water tower, and now it's Warhair.
It was a big ass boom.
That's what it was. Like. Yeah, it was. 913-586.
Okay. Boom.
All right. 913-586-7798.
Oh.
It's holding. It's holding. It's trying to stand up.
Oh.
It was a big ass boom.
Jacob in Platte City. Hello, Jacob.
So, Scott. So, it was funny that you mentioned our lovely water tower. I was just happened to be texting you about it when you mentioned it. They actually just repainted that, and they screwed up bad.
Why would someone repaint a water tower they were getting ready to pull down?
And say water tower right.
No, the water tower in Platte City, the bright orange one.
Yes.
They just repainted it, and it is the worst shade of orange I've ever seen in my life, and nobody's happy about it, and I guess they got to redo it. Because it is the worst shade of orange ever.
What's the car dealership that's now next to the Warhair? It's not Sunny Hill.
It's Robert Chevrolet.
Robert Chevrolet, okay.
Now, do they advertise that they're right next to the Platte City Warhair?
I don't know.
They should.
Okay.
Yeah. If you look.
Real quick, Jacob, this is from the Platte County Landmark. We love that little paper. It says Water Tower will be repainted again in the next few months to better match the orange of old.
I was actually just getting ready to tell you to go look up that article.
Yeah, but they haven't done it yet, is what I'm guessing.
No. It looks absolutely like dog poop.
Well, dog poop's not orange.
It is.
Depends on what you feed it.
Well, that's true.
That's
burnt orange.
Bright burnt orange.
You might as well paint a longhorn on that thing.
Or that or a Tennessee Vols logo.
Wow. All right, Jacob, be good, buddy.
Say it.
We now know what the drones were doing over the skies of New Jersey.
How many months has it been?
It's been about 2 months.
Okay, I don't believe you, and when we come back, I will tell you why.
All right, we have the explanation in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.